Start, episode 119. We're back, Rob.
Is it 119?
It's 119.
Why did I think we were at 120?
No, that's gonna be the next one.
It's gonna be huge.
Yeah, yeah. Well, 120 of these things. Can you believe we've done 119 of these things?
I was about to say, that's a lot.
I know. What more is there left to talk about? You know? Are we yawning already? I guess
No, it wasn't a yawn. That was a half hiccup.
Maybe we are out of things to talk about. It's
no,
so funny.
Oh, no.
So.
We're going to talk about the excitement of the wonderful first dates.
Yes, the wonderful world of first dates.
First dates.
I thought that would be a fun topic for today. Coming off the heels of, we just did a first date with a brand new client, right? And got our first assignment, did a bunch of stuff. And there's a, you know, there's a learning curve in that first date, right? There's a, hey, we've spoken, you know, we understand what you think you need, right? We have a brief, we have an assignment, we're hard at work, things are happening, right? But until you kind of go through that very first showcase showdown, the presentation, right? Round one presentation, you don't really know how the relationship's going to go, right? I mean,
yeah, you kind of, I mean, because what we do is so subjective a lot of times.
Yeah. And custom. It's custom.
And custom,
yeah.
Right. You don't really know. It's kind of like an actual first date.
Yeah,
you're kind of figuring out the conversation, likes, dislikes, hobbies, you know, all of those kind of...
Can you swear on the call?
Can you swear on the call?
You know? Yeah. I mean, we do a lot of swearing here in the office.
We do a lot of freaking swearing.
Hey, we got to get it out at home or here because we can't do it at home, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, you know, again, not to... name names or anything specific, right? But it's a visual identity project for a client that we did. And, you know, we've got the marching orders, but we don't know their aesthetic yet. We don't know their taste. And they weren't working with anything that was already fully baked or cooked or done, right? It's truly like, here's an idea. We have kind of a semblance of something that someone else did that we don't like. So we know that. We know we don't like this, right? But we got a name for this product, but we don't really have the product figured out yet. We don't know how many SKUs we got. We don't even know what type of package this thing's got, right? I mean, it's there were a lot of unanswered questions.
Well, and that's important too, because sometimes you have a first date, but it's a first date with somebody who has an established product or brand, right?
Yeah.
And with that, it's a little bit different because you know kind of what Sandbox, the brand, has been playing in.
Yeah.
There's history there.
Totally.
You have an aesthetic established and all of these things.
Yeah.
This was truly a first date.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The brand hardly even exists.
Yeah.
It's in its infancy, if that. And so we were coming in truly into a naked Sandbox.
Yeah. And also, too, not, I feel like I'm beating a dead horse, but it was like, it's B2B, but it might be B2C. We're not really sure.
We don't really know where it's going to go.
It was like, well, wait a minute. What?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So that was kind of a funny sort of twist on it too. Right. And you know, a lot of buzzwords in the brief, like modern, you know, it's like these random nebulous sort of terms. Right. So anyway, where we're going with this is for this interesting assignment, our approach on this was very much a scattershot shotgun approach. And I think we were very honest with them at the beginning, right? It's like, hey, here's what we're about to see today, right? We have gone in a lot of different directions very purposefully, right? To try to figure out, not necessarily even to pick the identity that you're interested in. It's really more to ferret out the paths that we don't want to pursue any further, right?
Right.
To figure out what is appropriate for this brand and where we think, where you guys feel, you know, what's, you know, does it justify the price point? What is the price point? We don't even know yet. You know, like it was, you know, so, you know, very much a shotgun approach to all these different directions, right? You know, both from a visual expression, both from a typography, tone, you know, style of illustrative design, style of type, you know, all the different things, right? And I think that presentation went really well.
Yeah, actually. I think so too. I mean, in this case, with this particular brand launch and product launch, really, it was us trying to figure out with them, collectively trying to figure out, is it refined? Is it historic?
Yeah.
Is it nostalgic?
Yeah.
Is it, nope, we're going very contemporary.
Yeah, it's modern.
All of these different things and trying to figure that out. And then you find out too, even in this particular case, again, we won't name names, but, oh, well, the brand is in part named after the CEO's daughter.
Yeah. Surprise.
Surprise.
Yeah. I was like, thanks for dropping that on us after we've already done
it. That certainly throws a little bit of a wrench into things. Not in a bad way.
No, not in a bad way at all. But it might have eliminated past from the get-go in terms of like quirkiness, you know what I mean?
Right.
Or things like
whimsy
that.
Whimsy
right?
or all of these things.
Yeah, so it's someone's name and not just someone like your daughter.
You know? Right.
So
pressure's on.
Yeah, exactly. So all that to said, I think the call went really well. It'll be very interesting to see what the feedback is on there. But I think, you know, if we're talking about first dates, I think an approach for first dates, especially as it relates to advertising and design agencies, right?
Yep.
Is kind of not to try to nail it right from the get-go, because that's unrealistic. You're not going to go from project start to project done in one call.
No.
Right? It's to try to sort of express a lot of different design parameters out in a lot of different ways to figure out what's the appropriate brand tonality for this brand, and then you refine from there.
Right.
And I know we've mentioned this on the podcast before, but when we're working on brand designs and especially visual identities and things like that for clients, you know, all of our first runs are all black and white, right? We don't do any color whatsoever, because color is so subjective and can really, really influence, design decisions and things like that, right? So even limiting your color palette to just a grayscale black and white thing really still gives you the ability to explore so many different avenues. It's unreal. Right.
Yeah,
so,
we always tell people you're always going to need a black and white version of your mark.
Yeah,
in some capacity.
You need a one color somewhere.
And you take the color out of it, and it's just one more variable that helps focus on the actual, in this case, mark itself and the strength or weakness of the mark, depending without the, I hate orange.
Yeah.
Or whatever the personal.
It's like, who cares about orange? It can be purple.
Influence might be. Right.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's one approach to, first dates, you know what I mean? Kind of cover all bases, right? Mm-hmm. Just make sure that you're not trying to set yourself up for failure by trying to nail everything in one meeting. You know, oftentimes actually when I'm presenting logos, sometimes I'll be very upfront and say, hey, is your logo in here? I don't know. Maybe it is, but maybe it's not, but just manage expectations on, we're on a journey of visual discovery together. That sounded really fancy. We're on a journey of visual discovery. Where is it? So I've got my binoculars. But we're taking the journey to help build this brand, and it is kind of truly one foot in front of the other.
Yeah.
But there's always that, I don't know how you feel about it, but there's always a little bit of that like nervous anticipation on, all right, we've never parted with these guys together.
Yeah.
What's it going to be like,
Yeah.
And some people, it's funny, like, We've through COVID and everything, we've gotten used to these screen shares, right? And sometimes people have their cameras on, sometimes they have it off. Just different variables, right? And it's interesting to be blathering on and talking about how awesome we are and what a great, trying to read the room, right? Versus how we used to do
read
it, which
the monitor.
Which was like in person, like we're in a conference room looking at things, right? And you're trying to read the monitor and someone turns it off and then they turn it back on the camera, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's definitely different.
Yeah, or just the stone cold, like, man, I am getting nothing from these people over, like I have no clue if they're digging this, if they're hating this, like what in the world? It's so funny,
Well, there's two things that we also do too. We always say when we're first presenting to clients, right, on the first date, we always say, hey, yes, we are sensitive creatives. However, we are not going to take offense.
Yeah.
This is what we do for a living. And and oftentimes the best way to get to the correct pathway is to turn things over, right? And we always tell clients, hey, if there's stuff you don't like, let's just turn it over and go ahead and get it off the table. Because a lot of times it's easier to create, to sort of move down the funnel.
Yeah.
That way. Oh, we know we don't like this. We know we don't like that.
Yeah. Let's eliminate those two right off the bat.
Let's eliminate them right off the bat.
Yeah.
But we do. We always have to tell clients, our feelings aren't going to be hurt.
Yeah.
Our feelings aren't going to be hurt.
Yeah. Well, and it's a delicate dance too with that first date on how much do you show, right? Because you want to show them a depth and breadth of ideas and thinking and rationale.
Yeah.
Right? Which I think is important, right? I mean, I want people to get a value for what they're spending, right? To explore fertile ground, to figure out, to your point, which paths to eliminate, right? But you don't want to show so much stuff.
You don't want to overwhelm them.
That they're overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And it's paralysis by analysis, and I don't know what in the world is going on, So, like you show somebody 50 logos, and they're like, what?
Yeah.
You know, like that, that's, don't ever do that, everybody. That's completely insane.
Don't do that. We usually on the first date, we will always typically come in with more.
Yeah.
Right. We'll over deliver. And we over deliver for a number of different reasons. One, because we don't know where we're gonna be playing and we wanna make sure that we have enough basis covered that we find something that strikes a chord, right? Yeah. That strikes a positive chord.
Totally.
And then also too, we like to make a good first impression, right? Yeah. I mean, everybody does like more.
Hey, you dress up a little bit more on that first date, right?
But then so it's always worthwhile to put in, you know, the extra time and work to over deliver on that first round. And then, you know, you over deliver in different ways along the pathway. But project two, you won't see as many because now we've narrowed it down to the pathway.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so you'll be a little bit more refined and a little bit less scattershot, as they say.
Yeah, heading down the floor. So right now we're in that interesting nebula zone where we don't know what's happening.
No.
It's over on that side of the fence. But
back to the like the not being able to read the room and things we say on the first date. One of our other lines is, okay, that's a lot of me me talking. We our flow typically, regardless of who's presenting, is.
Are you saying the song and dance that we do?
Yeah, yeah. Our methodology, and it's different for everybody, I'm sure. Yeah. But we like to kind of go through all of the work, and then sort of recap, and then kind of hand it over for first reactions.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, versus. As we go, versus presenting one and then discussing it, presenting the second one, we like to sort of get the whole lay of the land out there, and then ask for feedback. And so there's always that. It usually goes something like, "Okay, that's a lot of me talking for about 20 minutes. Yeah. I'm going to sit back and take a sip of water and hand it over to you guys for feedback." And then there's that moment of like, "All right,
three.
What are we about to get?
One. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and if anybody's listened to this podcast before, it's very clear that we're pretty casual in the way that we discuss things. You know what I mean?
A conversation.
Yeah, it's a conversation. We oftentimes tell everybody, especially on the first date, hey, super chill, super relaxed. Yep. We're going to navigate you through this presentation. You know, please interrupt if you got questions along the way.
No one ever does.
Otherwise, well, that's what I was going to say. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep this train rolling. Right.
Yeah.
And no one ever interrupts.
No one ever interrupts.
It's very rare when someone's like, "Hey, I got a quick question," or "Oh, I really like that," or "Oh, what were you thinking?" You know, like everyone kind of just is sitting there taking it in, right? And we are very cognizant that we hit a lot of people with a lot of information. So there's a lot to take in all at once. You know, I get it, right? But it's funny reading the room you're into page 10 on this presentation. You've been talking for a solid 8 minutes. You're getting nothing off of this screen. Like, "Oh my God, it's pretty funny." So
I am happy to report that 99.999% of the time we get a good response.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yay. Yeah. 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 Almost universal. And again, I think to your point about how we take them through all of the thinking before we sort of wrap it up, I think that is beneficial so that it helps everybody understand here's our approach to the project.
Right.
And here are the comprehensive ways to answer those questions, you know, coming at it from different viewpoints, if that makes sense. Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, again, we almost don't know any other way. I mean, we kind of are the way we are, and we operate the way we operate. But it seems to work really well for us, and I think it's supposed to be fun too. I mean, it's it's commerce, there's strategy, it's important. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's dollars.
It's show and tell.
You know,
it's fun. Yeah,
exactly.
It's show and tell time. Yeah. And our clients always say, "Oh, this is the most fun part of our job," because we forget and we take for granted that marketing directors, they're not looking at creative all the time. They're planning and doing strategic and all this kind of other stuff that isn't as fun as
spreadsheets
as doing the creative.
Yeah.
The other thing that we tell people too, and I think this is great advice for anybody, at the end of the presentation, we always like to get just sort of the gut reaction, right?
Yeah.
We like to play a little game where we always say, "Okay, if you had to pick one, like right now, what would it be?
Just
the way it is.
No changes.
You got to pick one." So we always like to play that little game. And we do that because there's a reason behind it. We do that because, A, your gut reaction is important.
Yeah.
But we immediately follow that with, "Hey, it's nice to see the initial reaction and what you gravitate towards." And then we tell clients, "Go home and live with it.
Yeah, get away from
it. Get away from it." You know, we say, or I think our cut lines are, "Put it up on your fridge," or "Put it under your pillow," or whatever you need to do. Spend some time with it. Get away from it. And then come back to it and see if you're still feeling the same way.
Absolutely.
Right? Because a lot of times you'll see a shiny new object and go, oh my gosh, that's amazing. And then a few days later, maybe there's oh, I didn't think about it this way. I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah. You got to let it, sit in.
Yeah.
I know it's a fast paced world and we got to make decisions and things are happening and timelines and spreadsheets and whatever, but you know, you got to make that decision soundly.
You do.
If you're going to build a bunch of things, you know, on top of whatever that first decision is.
Just don't let too many people help you make that decision.
Yes. Well, that's where we get into what you mentioned earlier, the subjectivities portion about, you know, I mean, logo A and logo B, will they both do the job? Sure. Right. But then there's like, hey, I showed it to my family.
It's
Oh no.
Oh, you did what?
They're not thinking about it from a strategic perspective. It's that they're thinking about it more like a, I like this.
Well, and that's the thing is it because it's creative and because it's design and because it's, you say, everybody wants to be involved because it's exciting and it's fun and it's cool. And
hey,
it's
what
a
do
new
you think
thing.
Of this?
What
this
do you
cool.
think of my, here's my piece of art that we created. What do you think of this? And so of course everybody wants to have an opinion. But it's important to be selective in who is involved in the decision making.
Yeah.
Otherwise you end up with just, you know, a mixed bag of committee. Design by committee.
Design by committee is that's generally speaking not a recipe for great design. I mean, it'll get the job done. Good enough for government work, right?
Right.
But it's not.
It tends to water down the strength of the whatever the initial idea was.
Totally agree.
Generally speaking.
Totally agree. So you know, I mean, that's just a it's topical because we literally just did that. It's a fun kind of first date. You had mentioned before we jumped on this when we were talking about ideas for this one, a previous first date from our lives that I would say. You know. I don't know if I should tease that up or not.
It's fine. So first date, that's the funny thing about first dates, right? Is just like an actual first date, some can go well, some can go bad. You can have an awkward moment.
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't talk about politics on the first date. You know, all of these funny things.
Sure.
So, you know, I would say we have a pretty great success rate on our first dates. But a funny anecdote was we had a client sort of in the educational technology/educational space, I'll say. This was years ago.
We can name
it was Promethean.
Yeah, the Promethean boards that are in like K-12 schools and things like that. That interactive whiteboard technology.
Interactive whiteboard technology.
Yeah.
And it was, we got the brief.
That's great.
And we went in to present, it was a campaign. It was a full-on campaign.
Full campaign ideas. Now, important to note, I'm going to interrupt you. Important to note, they had a lot of products. Okay.
They did.
Right. They have multiple sort of interactive whiteboard displays, and they had different names for different sizes, and the different sizes had different technologies. And then there was an entire ecosystem of devices that all interact differently with
hardware and software.
Yeah. It was. And so, you know, first date, but it was like, man, we're learning.
And I will say their nomenclature at the time was very confusing.
Yes.
It was very, very confusing.
Yeah. Well, part of the reason why we were brought in to help figure out and define how to explain this complicated Gordian knot.
Yeah.
Right. And then couple that with, I'm going off track, but like, you know, they're a global company that's all over the place. Right. And so it's, hey, how do we develop this messaging hierarchy, brand strategy campaigns? For these different products. That could be universally translated and like all over the world. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we're talking like China, Africa, Middle East, you know, Europe, like the whole shebang, right? So it was a really interesting thing. But this one particular first date, and I'll tag you back.
Yeah. So we go out there to present in person.
How many campaigns do we bring to that thing? Seven, five? How many?
Yeah,
how many?
Probably 5 to 7 campaigns.
Five, six campaign ideas. Okay.
Yeah.
And multiple executions within each campaign.
Oh,
do you remember? Okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
And so we went out and we went through our presentation. And I think we had gone through the entire presentation.
The entire presentation.
Presented all the campaigns.
At least a half hour.
Yeah,
right?
at least a half hour.
In
we're
person.
Feeling good about it, presenting, doing well. You know, the vibe was good.
Cracking jokes, you know?
And then I don't remember exactly how it was articulated, but...
Yeah.
But it basically was as soon as we were kind of done presenting and turning it over for feedback, one of the very first comments was, okay, well, that's not the actual correct product.
Yeah. You guys have done all of this work
on the wrong product.
Yeah.
And I just remember being like, Oh no. Now,
well, the gears were turning immediately on, are any of these platform ideas universal enough to use?
How do we salvage it?
Right. You know, they're not specific enough to like specific hardware, like, oh, this has a better piece of technology in it. Yeah. I mean, we're still up at that higher level, right, of brand benefits, right?
And that horrible news was immediately followed by, but we really love these ideas.
Yeah, yeah.
And we absolutely want to, let's do another round and use a little bit of clarification. Let's talk through it. So I think
And important to note, we worked with them for multiple years after
we ended up, they became a great client. Yeah. We did... Yeah. We have a whole hardbound book of all the campaigns
years worth
that we
of
did
campaign.
For
yeah,
that.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
But I think the takeaway from that is even in an awkward first date like that where you present the wrong product, campaigns for the wrong product, we were able to show our thinking and our ability and our creativity.
Yeah.
Maybe not our cognitive ability to understand what we're doing.
I mean...
But they could see through that and could appreciate the creativity and understood that with a little bit of redirection we could solve the challenge.
I can only imagine what they said after we left the building.
Oh boy, howdy.
In terms of like, great guys, great thinking, great approach to the project, but what a bunch of flighty creatives. That weren't even working on the wrong.
Did they even
product,
listen to what we were talking about?
Yeah.
Like, oh gosh.
But also too, maybe it reinforced the fact that, you know, their entire naming convention and everything was just such a mess.
That's how we justify it.
That's how we go to sleep at night. Yeah. No, we screwed the pooch on that one. Let's call it what it was. We totally worked on the wrong thing. But
only time that's ever happened.
That is the only time.
That's the only time that's ever happened. And we did salvage it, and it went on to be a great relationship for many, many years with them.
Yeah, I mean, I am reminded of another first date. Shout out to Rick Leach.
Rick Leach,
our old client, Rick Leach, right? In the medical device space, medical orthopedic device space. I remember, we don't have to go through the whole story, but they were with a previous firm that they weren't happy with. He was kind of dating around trying to find a new partner, right? It's kind of how my memory reminds myself of this, right? And it was, come on for Showcase Showdown. You know what I mean? Let's take a look and let's do a little capabilities and this and that, you know? And I remember, that dude he knows his stuff. You know, I mean, this little corner of the world absolutely knows what's going on, right? And I remember, do you remember what we talked about in the parking lot on the way out of that building? I will remind you.
I don't.
It was one of two things is either going to happen from this first date, and there is no in between. It is one of two things. We are either going to party like rock stars and we're going to get along great
or
and everything is going to be awesome. Or it is going to go down in a fiery burning, you know, like it is going to crash and burn on an epic scale and there will be no, like, we're done here.
A true hit or miss.
Yeah. It was, because I think that was the capabilities to just sort of explain, hey, learn a little about you, learn a little about, and then we got a little assignment out of that, like a little tester.
Yeah.
And it was, man, this thing's either going to go great or it's going to go poor. But the good news is both of us will know basically immediately if this is going to be a relationship that will continue or not, you know? So I always remember, I always have that, he's kind of that interesting litmus of like, man, that's the, super highly intelligent client that absolutely knows his, and knows what he wants.
Knows what he wants. Very decisive in a good way.
Yeah. And to your earlier point of, hey, we're insecure creatives, but we can take it. I remember doing logos. You remember? Doing logos. I was like,
I hate this.
That one.
Oh, that's crap.
Yeah.
He goes, I hate this.
He goes, this one looks like a urinal. turn that piece of paper over immediately.
But I love this one.
Yeah. And it was like awesome. I mean, hilarious and so bizarre, but totally worked, you know? So
I just thought of an outstanding first date story. I know we're running long, but I'm going to tell it real quick.
It's our own podcast. Take your time.
And I'm not afraid to say who the client was either. This was many, many years ago in my career. And we got the chance to meet with Comcast, the Southeastern division of Comcast before it was Xfinity. So years and years and years and years ago.
Yeah.
And they had a need for some TV work for the Southeastern region. And I went in to go present capabilities and talk about...
This was old school too, right? Didn't you guys had boards?
This was portfolio stuff. But it was, so this is the very first meeting, we met with these two gentlemen, the two clients. and we start talking about ourselves and presenting our capabilities, and I'm not even joking you, the main client in the mid, not 10 minutes into it, slams his head down on the table and starts fake snoring and going,
yeah,
like literally,
like so insulting. What a jackass.
And it was, and it was, it was like, oh my gosh, this is the worst first date. Like, what do I do? So what did I do? I slammed the portfolio shut and said, all right, fine. What's the first project? Let's get to work.
Yeah.
And he popped his head up and he said, okay, great. Here's the brief. We need a spot on this and we need this and that, this and that, and this and that.
And that was off. Off and running.
And we were off and running. And again, that turned into a fantastic relationship. And you helped me with a bunch of that stuff too. We worked on a lot of that together and did God knows how many TV spots for those guys over the years. But that was you talk about a terrifying first date.
Yeah.
That was
Well, again, that's you're either going to crash and burn immediately or you're going to party like rock stars, right? I mean, there's literally no in between. There's no middle ground. It's either we're in or you're out, you know, which is great. So, but yeah, I mean, can you do that? I mean, you can do that, I guess, these days.
You can.
But people don't behave that way.
No, you shouldn't.
Yeah, well.
But you can.
We're showing our age a little bit there. But yeah, I mean, that guy didn't want to listen to another BS.
He didn't want to hear an agency spiel.
Yeah,
just wanted to get to work. Hey, there's a lot to be said for that. He also too is one of those characters who was very decisive, knew what he wanted, and was a smart guy and understood good work. And we did some great work for those guys over the years.
Yeah.
So anyway, first dates in business in what we do, a lot like first dates in real life.
Yeah.
They can be awkward. They can be quirky. They can be super fun, and they can lead to great things.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Where can people find us to book us for a first date, Rob?
On Bumble. We're on Bumble. No. We're on all the dating apps.
Bumble, Hitch.
You can find us there. Tinder. Yeah.
Farmers Only.
That's right. No, of course, the internets, you can track us down, mocktheagency.com, or find us on the socials. We're not hard to find there either, under the same name and title.
Sure.
And we are open to dating. Yeah. We are ready to mingle.
Yeah, we're single and ready to mingle. Baby.
So hit us up, and we would love to take you out on a first date.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.